This is what it looks like in a man that we only know by title, Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Here's what it looks like in a giant of a man by the name of Goliath, who met David on the field of battle. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest unto me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come unto me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field." In another king, by the name of Nebuchadnezzar, a king of a golden kingdom by the name of Babylon, we see it manifested again. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds." Listen to him. "I will be like the Most High." We see it again in another king by the name of Herod in Acts the 12th chapter. The Bible says this, a Pharisee. We'll get to Herod in a second. The Pharisee says this, "God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are." Notice how he refers to those other individuals. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. "I fast twice in the week and give tithes of all that I possess." And then there is also Herod. Notice the text. "And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made a great oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a God, not of man." What do all five of these individuals have in common? What is what we have seen being manifested to the world through the lives of these individuals that are recorded in Scripture? Very simply, it is this. Pride, isn't it? In our lesson this morning and in next week's AM lesson, we'll be talking about the subject of pride, and especially pride as it is revealed in the book of Proverbs. When you study Proverbs, it has a lot to say about pride. Notice, pride is found 6 times. The word proud is found 7 times. Haughty is found 3 times. Arrogancy once. And the word conceit occurs 3 times. The wise man wants us to come to a deep understanding of this thing called pride that so adversely affects the lives of many human beings. If we were to have a key verse for these lessons, it would be Proverbs 16, verse 18. For there the Bible says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." In our lesson this morning, we are going to be talking about the destructive nature of pride. And we only have one point that we're going to consider. Bill says, "Well, that lesson ought to last about 5 minutes." No way. The first point is this: pride destroys self. Here's something that's interesting. Pride is directly involved in the life and in the heart and in the mind of man. Notice how pride is spelled. P-R-I-D-E. You see, I am in the very middle of what? Of pride. When an individual is arrogant and pompous, when he is haughty, when he lives a life of conceit before other individuals, folks, there is a problem rooted deep in the self of that individual. Let's begin by noting a definition of pride. In fact, several. Number one, pride is an overestimation of oneself. It's okay for me to understand myself. In fact, I must do that. I need to understand my knowledge. I need to understand my abilities. I need to understand my strengths. And it's okay for me to have a proper estimation of self, but pride is not that. Pride is an overestimation of self. Notice, it is also an elevation of self. An elevation of self over other individuals, and sometimes even an elevation of self over God Himself. Pride can also be defined as an overestimation of one's worth. Sometimes we think that we are worth a lot to other people, don't we? And other individuals oftentimes make us begin to think that we are worth a lot. But you see, we can overestimate that, can't we? And we can begin to think that our worth is a lot more than it ever really is. Another definition, and I love this one, is conceited sense of one's superiority. I am better than others. Others are not as good as I am. I am more talented, I am better looking, I have more knowledge. And all of these individuals ought to be happy that I am with them. Wow. What a sense of self, isn't it? You see, these individuals who have a very prideful heart begin to think that they are a legend in their own mind. They almost act that when they die, they will never, ever, ever be forgotten because they are so important. Notice what the writer says in Proverbs 26:12. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceits? Listen to this. There is more hope of a fool than of him. Isn't that amazing? I've seen a lot of foolish people in the world, haven't you? In fact, even the Bible says that an atheist is a fool, and I think that individual is not very intelligent. But the Bible tells us that there is more hope for a fool, even an atheist who is a fool, than a man who is wise in his own conceits. My friends, pride is a dangerous thing. Let's look secondly at what man really is. In other words, we're asking this question, who am I really? Number one, man is the work of God, isn't he? The Bible says this, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that made us and not we ourselves. Folks, I am not the product of my own making. The reason that I am who I am is because God has made me the way that I am. It is God who has given me my intelligence. It is God who has given me my abilities. It is God who grants me any wisdom that I might have. We are mere creations of the Almighty God, aren't we? Nothing that I am do I have to boast of myself. Secondly, we are just the dust of the earth, aren't we? The Bible tells us very plainly, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return where? Unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. We live in a society today that loves to cremate dead bodies, don't they? The spouse says it's cheaper that way. But what always amazes me is the small little urn into which that dust is placed. It's amazing, isn't it? In fact, sometimes it is even bigger than the actual dust itself, isn't it? They pull out the dust and it's just in this little bag. Here's a man who used to be 6'2", 240 pounds, reduced to what he really is, just the dust of the earth in a little baggie. Sometimes you go out to the ocean and you see individuals holding a ceremony. They pull out that dust. Maybe they'll have about 10 little bags of that dust that they've separated out, and they throw it up into the air and it lands on the ocean and it's gone in that much time, isn't it? Folks, that's who we are physically. Just the dust of the earth. Sometimes we like to think of ourselves as pretty smart, don't we? We're smarter than our dog, well, most of the time. We think of ourselves as being smarter than the apes. We brag about the fact that man has a mind, that man has intelligence, that he can think, that he can reason, that he can rationalize, and all of a sudden we begin to think we are smarter than we really are. Listen to Matthew 10:30. For the very hairs of your head are numbered. Tim, how many hairs do you have on your head? Now, he's had them all his life. He's had an entirety of living to count the hairs on his head. And guess what? He just left. I don't know. I'm a little older than he is, and guess what? I don't know how many hairs I've got on my head. Larry's older than I am, and he doesn't know how many hairs he's got on his head. There is not one person in here, unless you're just totally bald, who knows how many hairs you've got. Folks, think about that. I am not even smart enough to know how many hairs are on my own head. You are so smart, aren't you? We are not as smart as we think we are. And guess what? We are not as strong as we think we are. Listen to this voice. Canst thou lift up thy voice unto the clouds, that the abundance of the waters may cover thee? Is there a soul in this room who could just walk outside and cry out unto the clouds and say, pour rain down on me? Not one person can do it. Notice what else he asks. Canst thou send lightnings that they go and say unto thee, here we are? Can you look up into the heavens and say, come to me, lightning, and grab those lightning bolts and throw them anywhere you so desire, folks? You don't have the power or the ability to do that. You and I are helpless as far as the weather is concerned. Oh, wouldn't we love for our nation to learn that lesson? Folks, we're helpless. We are not as strong as we would like to think that we really are. And guess what? Everybody in this audience one day will die, won't we? Then shall the dust return unto the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12:7. I did not create myself. I am only a product of dust. I am not as smart as I think I am. I am not as strong as I think I am. And one day, I will just die. And I'm supposed to think that I am something, aren't I? And I am supposed to boast about who I am. And I'm supposed to be some proud, arrogant individual strutting myself around so much that when it rains, I drown. In other words, I've got my nose stuck too high in the air. And yet there's individuals who prance themselves around as if they are something. Folks, you see, pride causes us to deny the facts that we just laid out for you. Pride causes us to take those facts and just sweep them under the rug and act like those facts don't really exist. I am smart. I am powerful. I did create myself. I'm a self-made individual. And one of these days, we're going to learn how to keep man alive. One of these days, we're going to learn how to create life. 1973, a document came out known as the Humanist Manifesto 2. This is the second one created by these individuals. And under a section entitled Religion, this is what they write. But we can discover no divine purpose for the human species. While there is much we do not know, listen to them, humans are responsible for what we are or will become. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves. There's the arrogance of man, isn't it? We are the supreme beings. We are the ones who have to take care of ourselves. We are the ones who are responsible for who we are and what we will become. There is no divine purpose. There is no God. There is no deity that will save us. We must save ourselves, folks. That is arrogance to the hilt. There were 69 men who signed that document in 1973. Do you want to know where the majority of them are today? Dead and in the grave. That's how powerful they are. They were able to save themselves, even from death. Oh, no, they were not. Now, most people aren't quite that arrogant. Are they? Nah, not quite that arrogant. But still, we battle with the disease of haughtiness, don't we? You see, sometimes we like to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. A direct violation of Romans 12, verse 3. I'm needed here. If they don't have me here, horrible things are going to happen. If I'm not around, this place is going to go under. Are you kidding me? I'm better than others. You see, sometimes we have that idea that the Pharisee had, don't we? God, I thank Thee that I am not like other men are. And we have a tendency to judge them pretty harshly, don't we? And folks, here's the really bad one. When we partially obey God or fail to obey Him at all. Remember Saul, commanded to destroy the Amalekites utterly, fully, completely, and yet he brings back Agag and he brings back the best of the flocks of the herds. And what did he say? I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. No, you have not. You see, sometimes we think we know better than God. I know what He said, but... And we go ahead and we do our thing, don't we? Folks, that is the height of arrogance. You see, God is supreme. God is ruler over all. God knows better than any other being on the face of the earth what is good for us. And yet sometimes we look right in the face of God and we tell God, God, I don't care what You've said. I'll do it my way regardless. And You will accept it and You will still justify me in the last day. The height of arrogance, isn't it? Folks, those who revel in self will ultimately face destruction, won't they? There are three verses in Proverbs that warn us about this destruction that can come upon us. The first one is Proverbs 11:2. Listen to what he says. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. We go just a little bit further in Proverbs 16, verse 5. Listen to what the text says. He that is of a proud heart is an abomination unto God. Have you ever looked up the word abomination? Here's what it literally means: to stink. To stink. When God looks down from His throne on high and He sees a proud, arrogant individual doing what he wants to do rather than what God wants him to do, lifting himself up above what he really is, that individual stinks in the nostrils of the Almighty God. It's a stench to him to see a man living in arrogancy and pride. We turn just a little further in Proverbs 29, verse 23, and the Bible says this: pride bringeth a man low. Do you believe that? At the introduction of this lesson, we gave five illustrations of individuals who are proud and arrogant, didn't we? And I want us to mention briefly the outcome of four of those individuals. We all know what transpired with Pharaoh. Remember Pharaoh? Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice? Who is this God? I don't know Him. I'll never obey Him. And what did God do? He brought him low, did He not? 10 plagues ripped the nation of Egypt asunder. The only thing Pharaoh had at that point was his army. And what did he do? He marches that out to the Red Sea. Follows Moses and the Israelites therein, and the Red Sea crushes the army of Israel. Here is a man left totally devastated because of one word: pride. Old Goliath stood out there on that battlefield with pride, did he not? Laughing at David. What do you think I am, David? Some little dog that you can run away with your sling and your little rocks? Cursing David, telling him he's going to rip him apart, feed him to the birds of the air. One stone lands square in the forehead of a giant, and he falls dead upon the battlefield and is beheaded with his own sword, isn't he? Remember old Nebuchadnezzar? I'm still amazed at the words that he said. I will ascend where? I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne where? Above the stars of God. He even makes this statement: I will be like the Most High. Here's a man who proclaims, I'm going to be just like the Almighty God. And what does God do? He drives him into the wilderness, doesn't he? His hair grows long, not only on his head, but the entirety of his body, to where it looks like feathers. His fingernails and his toenails grow out so long that he looks like he has claws on his hands. And he gropes about through the fields, eating the grass of the ground. And he did so until his heart truly was penitent before God Almighty. Arrogancy brought the ruin of Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, Herod, go back and read his story. Go back and read a little bit of the historical information that surrounds that story. Notice the Bible says that upon a set day, Herod did this. Folks, this was predetermined. This was something that Herod had worked up by himself. The Bible says that he was what? Arrayed in royal apparel. It was a special clothing made just for Herod that day. His throne was set outside and he sat there upon his throne. And when the sun rose and shined upon that throne, it glistened like a god himself. And he made oration before the people. Oh, the picture was overwhelming to the individual standing there, wasn't it? And they just cried out, "Oh, this is the voice of a God, not of man." And immediately God smote him with worms so that he died. Some commentators like Josephus and Eusebius say that it took somewhere between 7 to 10 days for the worms to have the effect upon him that he finally died. Folks, a man's pride shall bring him low. Pride is especially destructive to the individual, isn't it? And if an individual is struggling with pride and arrogancy, folks, that individual needs to beware, doesn't he? Remember what the Bible says? There is more hope for a fool than of him. Instead of pride, what do we need? Very simply, we need a good dose of humility, don't we? The Bible tells us that we need to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, that He, God, may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Folks, my exaltation is should never be in mine own hands. And the true way to be exalted is not by lifting myself up. The true way to do it is through humility around other individuals. I am not the one and only. I am not the all there is. I am not the all powerful. I am not the know it all. And guess what? When I pass from this earth, earth will go on, won't it? What is amazing to me is when it comes to the gospel plan of salvation, how either arrogant or ignorant individuals are. You tell individuals this is what God says you must do in order to be saved. And yet what do? They rebel against what God has plainly commanded. Jesus said in John 8 verse 24, "For if you believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." Belief is absolutely essential. On our website, we've been studying through the Gospel of John verse by verse every day, if you go there. And I've already studied far enough ahead. I'm almost through the entirety of the year. I'm almost through December. And we're in chapter 9 right now in my studies. And a blind man was healed. That blind man was castigated by the Jews when he said that he had been healed by Jesus Christ, for the Jews hated Jesus, didn't they? They did everything they could do to get this man to deny that Jesus had healed them. They even cast him out of their presence. And Jesus found him and he asked him a question. "Do you believe in the Son of God?" Folks, that's the question, isn't it? You know what he said? "Who is he that I might believe?" Jesus immediately responds to him and he says this, "Thou hast seen him, and it is I that talketh with thee." And immediately the Bible says, he acknowledged the Christ. He believed. and worshiped Him. Wow. Folks, that's the kind of hearts we need in our world today. Who don't reject the evidence. That man didn't reject the fact that he'd been healed by the Christ. He looked upon the evidence, he received it, and he believed in Jesus Christ. If you don't do that, you'll die in your sins. The Bible also says to repent. I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. There's got to be a death to sin. That old way of living. Then a man must confess the name of Jesus. Matthew 10, verse 32. You've got to have the courage to stand before the entirety of the world and say, I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And here's the hard step for some reason. I don't understand it. We take that old man of sin that's died and we bury him in the waters of baptism, don't we? He that believeth and is baptized, Jesus said, shall be saved. Mark 16:16. You come up out of those old, out of the watery grave of baptism, the old man's still there, but a new man in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:27. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. What's so hard about that? And yet man in his arrogancy, man in his pride, will look in the face of God and tell Him, you do not have to do that in order to be saved. Folks, that's pretty bold, isn't it? How about us as Christians? God's revealed to us how to live in the pages of His Word, hasn't He? He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to be dedicated. He wants us to carry out His will here upon the earth. And yet, do we sometimes, with pride and arrogancy, look up to God and rebel against Him? God, I don't care what you said. I don't care how you've told me to live. I'll live my life the way I want to live it. Maybe you don't say that. But your life and your actions betray that. My friends, it's pride. Oftentimes that keeps us from doing the will of God. Maybe this morning there's someone here who will humble themselves and obey the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you need to do that? Won't you do it as we stand and sing?